Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic's gone wild, and you need to call in. We're filling up the lines. This is Monday. It's that wonderful time. You've got our delightful, beautiful, attractive, sweet, desirable, intensely cute Bonnie Albers. Yay! We got her here today. She's going to be talking about those serious discussions of love, relationships, psychic involvement. And you all know that our phenomenal Gary Wimmer is right now. We're hoping, working, healing, mending. We will be back. We all want you to put your light prayers to our Gary. And so we're going to do one more song just out of the energy of today to wake it up. I know all of you will get that few minutes today. Don't get worried. It's Monday. It's our fun day. And Jethro is here to make sure you get your time. We're going to listen to our wonderful friend, Jen Christie Drinkle, from the Healing Fountain here on Mondays later on today. Listen in. Casey Kelly is going to be on over there. We're going to listen to Twin Soul.
When I'm down.
And I know she is a very good soul. Here's our kindred spirit, and we've also got Misty waiting in the back. So Misty will be on in just a few minutes, too, to laugh and talk with you. But let's grab Bonnie. Bonnie, how you doing?
I am doing so wonderful, and you have made my Monday fabulous, Jethro, because you started off with a rock song.
All in honor of you.
Yeah, and you know, it's had all to do with the heart, and you know that's what I talk about, the heart, and I so appreciate it because I was rocking and rolling and dancing while I was listening to it.
You're welcome. We love you. And I just got information that from Jen, who we were listening to her music. She just emailed me as we're getting ready for the show, and I was having a little trouble. There's why we had all the songs. And I'm going to be on next week on the Healing Fountain. So you guys get ready. We'll do it one more time with Feeling over there. I love you guys in United Kingdom. Sit back today and relax. Like, we've got a lot of new people. This is Monday. And me and Bonnie do this a little different. We don't rush. We don't go wild on Monday. Monday's hectic enough. So we have a lot of callers, and you'll get in. We do an hour and a half, so you get to be relaxed. We're going to have an introduction here of our friend of ours that's on. And you guys that have got those questions, Bonnie, let them know who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Bonnie, and if you haven't heard me already, I am a life coach, an RN, an LNC, which is a legal nurse consultant. I do all mental health, love, sexual issues, sexual addictions, and any romance and relationships. That's my specialty. And I love, and I can answer any question. I can answer any of your worries. And I love my job because it's all about the heart.
I love that. And those of you who are listening in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have a new airway. We've just added you. We will be and are promoting 6090 FM. You put on our marketing. You let them know how great we are, that we're real people doing psychics, and we want everyone to know you're a really great radio show. Go with it. 103.9, another radio station friend of ours who put us on, the Pride in Toronto. You are the best. We know you. We love you, and we thank you for all of your publicity. Friday, me and Amy were on the shows going together, and we did it very well 2 weeks ago, and then we brought in this last week Bonnie, and Bonnie took in the new numbers. We now have two other individuals that are writing us, helping us get together. Looks like we'll be in 1380 AM, and we're also looking at 1079, I apologize, FM. We'll keep you tuned in to where those are going to be played and at. Always look for us on psychicsgonewild.com. Type in the 773 number, 897-6461, iTunes. We are on Facebook. We love you guys, and I love you for calling in. We got a bunch of calls here. We're going to grab a few. And Bonnie, like she said, she loves to help people. I had an individual tease me yesterday. They said, what was going on Saturday sizzling? Well, we did talk about sex. We hit a lot of topics in a quick time, and we're going to do it again. We're going to have to schedule again Amy Kavanaugh and Bonnie Albers together. It took us a little bit to get that out. If you look in the website, we just put it in, and you'll be able to type that in. If you put it in there for Saturday, it comes up on that date, and I don't have a calendar right here in my room. I'm a psychic. I have everything but a calendar. So looking at the energy there, you know, put that in for Saturday on Psychics Gone Wild, and put Bonnie and Amy's name together. First show they did, and it was phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Jethro. That was so much fun. And thank you, Amy, if you're listening, because I just had a blast, and I am honored that you allowed me to be on your show. Thank you.
We got one last final little letting everybody know. Stay tuned to Wednesdays, because Amy Kavanaugh on her normal day will have the new phenomenal, very gifted, very psychic, Jan Bach Drakey. I can't even say her name. She's going to kick me in the bat. Jan Bachy Drake. And she will be on there with Amy. Very phenomenal individual. Very good. If you've looked on our Psyche's Gone Wild site, she's our poetress. Very phenomenal, beautiful, gifted individual. She'll be on Wednesdays with Amy starting this week. And speaking of new, let's quickly talk to our friend here. We've got an individual that's just been added to the group that went on yesterday and was working on Casey Kelly's day, Sunday. And that is our phenomenal Mystique Misty. How are you, Misty?
Good. How are you guys? Hi, Misty.
Wonderful. We love you on
a
Monday day.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
So we welcome you calling in, and we're going to let everybody kind of get to know you. Now, Misty, you had wrote and became a psychic with us on this show because of your ability. You have not only a gift of being able to sense with energy, but is it correct? I understand from what I read with you when we talked, you read with the angel cards?
I do.
Very impressive. And those of you who know, we all do a different system, a different way, and I think that's very good. I'm very gifted. We would like to, Misty, have you come over on a time, and we're missing our Gary fan. Gary Wimmer's here on Mondays, and we'll be back, you guys. He's just phenomenal at Lithmacy. And Misty's talking today a little bit. And what we're going to do, Misty, is we're going to keep you around, and we're going to let you play a little bit in here with the energy, if you don't mind with us. Get to say hi to a few of our listeners, and we got to go wild. So, Misty, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Hang on, and we'll be right back with first one we're going to grab is our 410. You've been patient. How are you, 410?
I am just fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited. It's our Kathy Bray. She's rocks in every way.
I want a reading from you, Jethro. I haven't had one in so long.
Oh, my goodness. That's thank you. You're a sweetheart. And, of course, you can have a reading by me. I'm out here trying to get my name out there. So I'm putting in these contests, and I've been helping everybody. And, Kathy, I need you to do what you need to do for me is I need you just to say your first name.
Kathy.
The guides are giving me permission to read. And, Kathy, I am sensing with you that I'm seeing around you, I'm seeing numbers. You're counting off the days or something. I keep seeing numbers. They're telling me you've got some situation there going on, and the angels are telling me that I keep seeing you picking up crystals or some kind of stone there, and you're working, and when I say working, the guides are showing me a lot of activity around you. I have read Kathy over the radio, and I know her as a friend because I love her on Facebook. She's a healer. She's one of my buddies. But the guys are telling me, and I've got to stick with that. Those of you new readers, see what I did there? I do talk about my friend, but then I ask the guides to show me what's present. So as I'm saying that, I'm multiple tasking, and they're telling me, Kathy, you've got this love and new friendship. I'm seeing, they said that it's time now. The guides said that they're going to be bringing you some people, individuals in your life to be associates, workers. You're looking at becoming more into different circles. You have people now that are helping you, but it's just a new area. It looks like I see females, so I would say friendships. I have read for you and know you're married to a very positive individual who's not real crazy about what we do, but I do feel...
Do you remember that? he's coming around a little bit.
I feel that. I love that. And that's what I'm sensing. They're telling me that there's going to be some new friends capping with you, Kathy, and that you're going to be it's just been a matter of time, and that's what they're telling me. You're finishing out your J-O-B, and it was your career, but for me, I always say our career is in our spiritual. So they said you're working in that area. And let Bonnie, would you? What are you sensing? And we'll let Bonnie read a little bit. We have to share, Kathy, because we all love you.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy. How I work, and I love this, is do you have any questions about any of your relationships, love, or romance in your life?
I guess I'll ask about love.
Okay, well, if you're asking me about love, and I'm assuming this love is for your husband.
Right.
They're telling me he's a really good man, and that I think sometimes, have you been married a long time?
Yeah, it's like going on, I think, 16 years.
Yeah, they're saying that you're a little, that you get bored, that you're not, you know, you think sometimes about it. And,
right.
And I really believe, I'm a very positive relationship and love specialist, and I know around this time, it usually happens at the 7th year, about the 14th year, and close to the 25th year, we start really rethinking, oh my goodness, how long have I stayed with somebody, and is this something that I want to continue doing? But you know, I'm getting the feeling that it's really just a communication issue that, you know, he doesn't understand a lot of the things you do, although he's patient and tolerant. You know, I'm going to say, have you, and I'm sure maybe you have, but have you tried teaching him, not teaching him what you do, but just teaching him about what you feel?
I think he knows how I feel, but I can mention it again.
I wouldn't say mention it. You know, like a teacher, you know, if you're a healer, you know that when you talk to, you know, if you talk to anybody or you, you know, it's how you talk to them. And your husband really wants to understand you. I can feel that. He doesn't know how. So it's all about communication. And I really believe that you need to continue trying to make this relationship a good one for a while and see where that brings you.
Well, you know, he'll say he doesn't believe in that, and then I try to drop the subject because I just get frustrated.
I don't think it's that he doesn't believe in it. You know, some people, they say that. You don't know what they mean by they don't believe in it. If he's tolerant of it and he lets you do it, then he can't. Then he's got to be a little bit like a crack open, because otherwise they are just staunch out, I don't want you to do this, I don't like it. And I don't think he's like that. I don't get that feeling. So if you teach him in little increments and do it, and not in the metaphysical kind of way, but maybe in the healing kind of way.
Well, I give him books to read. Is that good?
I don't know that he reads them, but you
can. No, he does. He does.
Well, good, because then you need to talk to him about it. Because
the last book, he says, everything is I am, I am, I am. Okay.
I know. You know what's so interesting? He's trying to understand you, and I love that.
And Jethro, I'm counting down the days till I really get into psychic ability.
Oh, I love that. And see that, and I love your guides, you know, and I have you guys, this is live, and it has been a little while since I've read for you. I thank you, you know, for calling back, and I always have people tease me when they tell me, I read for so many people that the guides will tell me pieces, and then they just tell me, and it was like, as you were talking, all of a sudden my memory come back from the, you know, the last reading, and it was like, I love the angels, because they're like, this is the lady that was on with Jeanine Reagan Sinclair, this is, and my guides have that, like, cheering thing, they're like, this is the one, you know, and I'm like,
Oh, that's cute.
You're going to do good. You're going to do fine, honey.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. I'm trying to be patient.
I think, Kathy, if you just continue and try to make everything in a positive light, you're going to do well.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for rolling here. We've got a lot of people in time, so we're going again. Have a great day, Kathy. We're running into, we have an overseas call from United Kingdom. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Deep. I'm good. Thank you.
Hello, Deep Anchor, one of our regular listeners, and you got lucky today. You spun the wheel and you grabbed Bonnie Albers. I hope you're ready for this.
Yes, I am. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, honey. I am so happy to hear your voice. How's it over there? I have a best friend that's in England.
Right. Okay. I've been thinking about asking you for a reading since a few weeks, so I dialed in today. So my question is, I'm in the process of coming out of my marriage, which is not going well in the last so many years. And I'm also looking forward to get into a relationship with a girl I like. So how do you see this going, and do you see a possibility of a long-term relationship with this girl called Anne?
Jethro, I can't really make out. Can you please, can you hear him real well? Because I can hear about he's wanting a relationship with a new girl named Anne, but that's all I could catch.
Yes, and he wants to know what you're sensing and feeling around this relationship, and what is your suggestions with him in this relationship with Anne. It is the guides, and I apologize, Deep Anchor. What is happening is sometimes Skype and the phones get together, so it echoes on our end, but that you're right on. That's what he's asking, and seeing what you're sensing around that, Bonnie.
Where did he meet Anne? Can I ask a question? He said something about 7 years. And what did he say about the 7 years, Jethro? Because that's being told to me. What does he say about, was he lonely for, what is he saying about the 7 years?
7-8 years was about my, I've been married unhappily since the last so many years, and I'm coming out, I'm in the process of separating from my wife.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay. Did you meet Anne? I see Anne. Did you meet her at work or somewhere, a school, something? You met her out, correct?
Yes, very recently at work, around January this year.
And I see she likes you. I see she's kind of, she looks like maybe she's a little shy, but I'm going to tell you that I think this, How long ago have you separated from your wife? When does your divorce? Do you have a divorce yet?
Not yet. So I'm struggling with that as well. So that will take some time. I'm still in the process of separating. I haven't separated properly. And Anne is in a relationship. She's not happy as well. So she needs to come out of that as well.
Well, I see she likes you. I also see she's a little shy. And I think that both of you have some complicated issues to deal with. And I always say, and I love you that you called me. I love when you can get out of those complicated issues first, and keep her as a friend until then, because I think it'll only bloom and blossom. But you've both got some complicated issues coming up, and I would suggest getting just very close to her and knowing her. And then when your complicated issues start to dissipate, as well as hers, then you can get into a relationship.
Right. But do you see a possibility of a long-term relationship between us?
I think I do see that you're going to become very close friends. I think she likes you, but it just depends on how both of you get out of your relationships. Because I think there's going to be some complications on her end. So if I were you, I would just keep it as really good friends, and it will bloom. And I do see that she likes you, but she needs to get out of some complicated issues, and that is going to determine what happens in your future.
Right. Last question. Do you see any time frames when we might be together?
Well, I think it's going to take you and her at least 8 months to separate from what your issues are. So I really see maybe you're going to need to wait a while. And I always say love is worth waiting for. So I think you need to start untangling yourselves and see where it leads. But I see about an 8 month time frame where I can see things starting to detangle.
Okay. So, and once we are together, do you think we can make it last longer as a married couple, or do you not see anything?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, with Anne, she really wants a permanent husband. So I do believe that she will try everything she's got to make it work, and I think you would too. So to me, that makes a really, really nice, uncomplicated, very long love relationship.
Right, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you. I hope I answered your question.
We love all of you guys calling in. We're going on the phones and we're going wild on them. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Bonnie, you help a lot of individuals. I have an email here from Louisville, Kentucky, and they are writing, they're asking me to let Bonnie, they are in a relationship with a person that has another lover. The agreement was between the two lovers that they could be able to date other individuals. This was okay 2.5 years ago when we met. Now my feelings have grown stronger. I'm going to ask him if he can be mine, only mine. Do you think that I am going to be hurt? What should I do, Bonnie? I have to. I agree with you. I can't take this triangulation anymore. I listen to your show all the time. I'm just a little nervous. Should I say this and confront it, or should I stay quiet and put up with my misery? From Kentucky.
Oh, Mr. Kentucky, I am going to tell you that I don't believe in living in misery. I think love is love, and relationships are about love and working towards love. And so I believe that communication has to be the first thing you do, and I think you need to talk to him about how you feel. I believe that when love happens, it's a two-way street. So if your gentleman tells you that he can't do that, I would believe, and I think I tell everybody this, if you love somebody so strong but they don't have those feelings, you need to walk away, because there is going to be someone who is going to fill your needs and then some, but you just can't hang on to somebody that doesn't feel that way about you. You're only wasting time. So I say go ahead and ask him, have an unbelievable conversation with him, and maybe he feels the same way too. But I'm going to tell you, if he doesn't, I implore you to think about it, because you will never quite be happy if you never know how he feels, and that he will always maybe hold a candle for other people. So I suggest that if you really love this man, to tell him and see where the chips fall, but be prepared that if he doesn't love you in the same way, that you need to find somebody that will.
Beautiful. We have Denise from Albuquerque, and we have a question for Misty. These M&M's going to get me today. I'm having one of those wet days. Misty, I have to ask you, I have two children, and both of my children are in the house with me, and they are 12 and 13. I have been reading tarot cards for many years. I've noticed that you have children, too, and that you read your cards. Do you suggest that I do my cards around them, or what are your thoughts on this from Albuquerque, Misty?
When I do my cards, I do them kind of secretly away from my kids, but I also let them know what it is and help them understand a little bit about it. But for me to be able to focus on my cards, I would have to focus on my energy instead of having the kids running around and making all the noise and everything else. So, that's up to you if you want to do it around your kids. I prefer them to know what exactly you're doing. But I guess every parent's different about what they want their kids to do.
I love that, and I agree with you. In Albuquerque, I raised five children altogether, two of my own natural and three stepchildren, and all of the children were always evolved around it. But I agree with what Misty said, and it depends on the child. Sometimes out of it for different individuals, some things were, and if they were uncomfortable. My son, at the age of 8 years old, picked up the tarot and read them to a person in a metaphysical fair because my children were always involved. But I also know of an individual that their daughter, same instance, was very nervous of him, and it made her very uncomfortable. So I agree very much, Misty, what you're saying. And I think that it is a partnership. Bonnie, going back to relationship as a parent, can you help a little bit of our – we have a lot of parents that write in and ask us questions of spiritually. How can you prepare your daughter for that so she – what advice would you give a parent to give their son and daughter so that they're ready to be an open, loving person?
Did you have a question you wanted to ask? Because if I answer that, I need to know the age of the children. How old are the children?
She wrote 12 and 13 years old. Just the same person. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. And she wants to teach the children. You know, I'm big about, I believe every soul is on its own journey. And then what we can do for them is to nurture them and give them the love and respect. I'm sorry. I can hear somebody asking me something. Is somebody on this, or am I just hearing this?
Okay. It's okay. There's nobody asking. Yeah.
Okay. It must be my guides. But anyway, I believe that how you prepare children is really showing at that age. It's showed by an example. So if you are a loving and wonderful parent, and you nurture these children, then they will become a loving and nurturing parent. And also, they will become a loving and nurturing person towards any people they meet. Now, if you're asking about, do I feel you should involve them in the metaphysical world? Is that what I'm hearing or no?
They had, yeah, and they said that how would they, you know, like how can they implement this? They're trying to implement the two together, and this is how I read it. I apologize here. Sometimes you guys email me. They email me little pieces, and they haven't come back. So what they wrote to me, and they wrote it on their email from Facebook, was that they basically were looking at what could they do with their children, with this metaphysical, and they wanted you to answer, Bonnie, what they could do with their psychic tools, and they're working together to help that child become more of a loving, caring person when they get older and have their relationship.
I think, again, I'm going to answer the same way I did. I think especially because I'm a metaphysical parent. So I just nurture my children with a lot of love. I show them how to love. And that's important because some people don't know. They don't know how to behave towards other people and how to really nurture and love them. In the metaphysical world, it's a tough line because I have one child that really loves that. I have another child that resists it. So I'm going to take this question in twofold. I believe that the way they see the parent is the way they are going to behave, and they're going to want their relationship. And so I would implore you to make sure that your relationships and the way you handle your kids are what you want them to see and reflect on. Metaphysically, I believe that if you're open, your children are open. If they are afraid of the metaphysical realm because they see it from you, I would let them grow into it. I don't believe in pushing anything, but I don't believe in hiding it from them either. So I would nurture what you have, if you have any metaphysical abilities, and teach your children to be open and teach them how to love right. And believe me, it just makes such a wonderful person to combine those two methods. It's just amazing.
I agree, and I know a lot of individuals will ask how I have, like, I've won the American Federation, how I've done it. It was because I had individuals in my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, that worked with me at a young age. I see a lot of individuals with this ability who have been nervous or awkward because the parent didn't. I agree very much. I love what Bonnie's saying, and I am jumping in here with you, Colorado, because what I see happen a lot of times when I'm helping, especially with, I have individuals who bring their children to me. I work with groups here. Right now I'm doing a Tuesday and Thursday night here in Tampa, Florida, and I ask you guys, if you do email Stephen, contact me. I work with a young individuals in California. I have a young reader, I can only confidential, I always say gentleman, that I know is 9 years old, and he is phenomenal. His parents have worked with me for months, and he is one of the most strongest gifted psychics. I got to tell you, if it came down to it, personally, I would not want to compete against him with a challenge. I'm the teacher, and he's going to by far surpass me. And it's because his parents are open, just what Bonnie said in the loving. I laugh because he's very, very, very strong, older soul, and I feel honored to be the teacher. I love you guys, and I'm going to go in and grab another phone call. We got so many of you, so much to do, and so much gone wild. 847, you're live.
Hi, Jethro. This is Jill. I just want to ask you a quick question.
No, that's fine. And you know, today we're on with Bonnie Albers, and we're going to have her help together. You are one of my fans. I think you've been on
Healing
Council. Thank you.
Hi.
Well, I know in the past you ended up being right on the money.
Well, thank you. I'm very good. That helps when you're an accurate psychic, you know, that makes the bills go a lot easier.
Yeah.
But the last time I talked to you, you had mentioned that I was healing my family, and I just kind of want to know what you meant.
Oh, excellent. What I pick up, and I apologize here, Bonnie, and Bonnie will help me. We work together on it. We'll take turns so we don't both go at the same time. I love this, Jill, and what I promote and what I did pick up is I picked up the karma, and I know we had a short time on these radio stations. We'll only give you a few minutes, and then we have to get in more depth. And what the angels were showing me, and I'm feeling with you, Jill, is what they're saying that you were healing them because this has been angry. Your sister's not nice to you. Your sister is a vicious person.
Both of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And so what the angel said with the healing is that you're rising above them. They're saying you're doing eagle magic. They're telling me that you're flying above it, you're being positive, and you're not letting them pull you down to this level of intent. And what's healing the family is they're not getting wood for their fire. They're over here spitting like little kitties and going hissing and making noise and all this. And you're up here going above it. It's like you cannot do it. So what's healing the family is they're not getting that negative manichaea, which is a word you guys will get from the Bible. It means negative words, intent, gossip. You've rose above it, and so you're putting healing green energy in there. And these two are not liking the smell of it, the healing, but they're getting the good energy to get them to feel better.
Why is she so vicious towards me? What is that about?
Past life, they keep showing me that you two were in another life, and she still came in this life. She owes you karma, and she doesn't want to pay you the karma. A lot of times when people have had past lives, you have energy together, and in this life they keep showing you two were related, and in that life you weren't nice. She pushed you off a cliff. She keeps still going at that energy of trying to take you out, and she's jealous. It's like it keeps her to someone to blame.
Okay.
And we got a little bit of... There we go. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, Jethro, I was just going to say, you know what, I talk about karma and past lives, and you know I love that too. When people come in to pay karma back and she doesn't want to pay that, what's interesting is it could be that you are there to rise above, like what Jethro said at all, and that's going to break that karmic link to her. So you've got to stick with what you're doing, like Jethro said. You have to be more of rise above it all, and you've got to stick to the guns that you are going to heal this family, because you'll break that karmic bond of having to keep coming back and her trying to push you off that cliff again.
Right. I don't want to do it anymore.
So you just stay above
it. It's no way to live.
I know, and you just stay above it all, and I am going to tell you, like Jethro said, it does make a difference, and you are going to see. It might not be now, and it might not be soon enough for you, but if you break that karmic bond, you're going to be much happier. One, you don't have to come back to make it up, and two is you might just break through in this lifetime. You never know.
I see in 2 months. I see in 2 months other energy happening. And Jill, I have to run. We guys, but thank you for the
thank
compliment.
Thank you.
Bye.
We love all of you. And what we continue to do here is we continue to give as many people the support and positive we can. We have about 15 behind you guys. We have 50 minutes. So we are running it down. We love you. And don't ever, I had someone say that they thought I was mad. No, I'm not mad. I would love to stay on here and give each of you as much as I can. I just share it around because it's like candy. If I give it to just one person, they get sick to their tummy and other people feel left out. 814, how are you, 814?
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Psychic Jethro. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild with Bonnie
Hi.
Albers.
Hi.
Hi. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, I wanted to know, my current boss that I'm working for, he started here in January, and I wanted to know why he's constantly, and I do my job, and I've been here, you know, longer than he is, and I had actually did the job here and thought I was going to get, you know, I had done the same job that he was doing, and they passed me over for promotion twice, and the first person didn't stay, but he got hired. That's beside the point, but he's always harassing me, but he puts on a good show with everybody else, like he's this Mr. Wonderful nice guy. And I wanted to know why I'm the one that he's always targeting and harassing me.
Jethro, did you want to take that one? Or do you want me to take that one? I'll tell you what I'm feeling, Amy. I feel like, you know, when people do pick on you and they harass you, and this is in life, we all come in, we wrote them into our script, and it's probably maybe to push you a little further and teach you a lesson, as well as him. And I believe that when you have a boss that is that vindictive or he's bothering you, I believe that if your work is good and your attitude is good and you've done all you can, that you need to really talk to him and say, listen, I love my job. I want my job. And for some reason, I feel like you don't think I am doing my job. Because sometimes a little tiny subtle thing that they don't realize that they're doing, he could turn around and say, oh, you don't? Well, yeah, you're doing a good job, Amy. I don't know what you're talking about. And then you could say to him, well, that's just the impression I get, and I appreciate that you told me that. Or it can go the other way, Amy, where he could say, you think you're doing a good job, but there's one thing I want you to do more. And so you'll know, because I have this feeling it's a communication issue, and you're not addressing that communication issue. And I don't think you should worry about if you communicate the right way and really be very just interested instead of defensive. I think you're going to get a different attitude towards him, but you've got to talk to him because that what I see is that he's going to keep at it unless you do.
Okay.
Are you afraid to talk to him?
Yeah, because when I do, you know, say, you know, I feel like you know, when I've done that in the past, he's gotten defensive.
Well, maybe it's the way you, you know, I always believe in it's how you approach things. So I'm going to give you just a way to approach it, and I kind of, and see how this works. And I'd love to know, you know, call us back and let us know. If you go in and say, you know, I don't know what his name is, but, and you know, probably don't want to say it on the radio, but if you say, hey, Joe, can I talk to you? And this is me or you. And then say, you know, I feel like I'm doing a really great job. Is there anything else I could be doing that would make you happier? Because, see, then you're taking it off you and making him tell you what you're not doing. And if you're doing your job right and you're doing everything, he's going to say, oh, well, you know, Amy, you're doing a fine job. And then it leads you to say, okay, well, that's wonderful. If I am, is there any way you and I can have a better communication? Because I feel like that you want me to do something else, and I maybe not, you know, doing it. And that's the feeling I'm getting. Will you be able to tell me if there's something you would like me to do more? And he'll probably say, yes, Amy, I can. So look at it in that way. Just approach him and, is there anything I can do for you more? I'm getting the impression that if you say that, it'll give him the importance that he wants from you and the respect, and yet he'll have to think of what you're not doing. And if you say you're doing your job, it should be nothing. So I think that would be a good approach for you, Amy, and I think you absolutely should try that. You'll get better results.
Okay.
Because I see your energy is not going to stay up. Your energy is going to be miserable at work. And when your energy isn't really that high at work, then you tend to give off those vibes to people. And I love you, your sweet energy. And I think that if you talk to him soon and you put it the way I said, you are going to have some much better results. It might not happen right away, but he's going to start being nicer and nicer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Will you try it for me?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, because I know it'll work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Blessings for calling in. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Relax. It's Monday. There's no pressure. There's no cutting in line. There's no reason to get worried. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're having fun. I hope you are, too. This is Psyche Jethro with Bonnie Albers, having some good time. I want to thank all of you. We will have a new 800 number, so you definitely have to get with us at Showtime when we just went on. We still have our 773-897-6461, but they told me as of 10 o'clock tonight, and the surprise is, even though it's my show, I don't have it. So we will have that 800 number, and please go on Facebook, you know, Psychic Jethro. If you type in those two words together, I'm just about the only one that's there. It's PSYCHIC JETHRO. And it's okay, everybody spells my name wrong. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, I don't care. Bonnie, we have a few questions here real quick with you. I have a very good question for you, Bonnie. You and Amy were really exciting, and I have a lover. We are both male, and our energies are both purple energy. We have been told by many people that when we get together, there is combustion. You said on there that people can change with their karmic relationship. I have had an affair on him, but he has forgiven me. Can I trust in you, Bonnie, to let you know that I do believe everything you say, and I just want to thank you. We listened to your show, and you made us feel more intense and in love than we have in years. So I am writing this to you right now and letting you know that Jethro is always silly, but you are down to earth, and you and Amy just rock. I do want to know, do you feel that two purple auras can always be in love, or is this bad? I've heard different psychics say that having a purple chakra can get me in trouble. I don't want to lose my lover, Adam. We are two happy men in New Mexico.
I absolutely think two purple auras can be perfect. Just think about it. If you look at each other, standing next to each other, two purple make one. So it surrounds your whole being and his whole being. And so to me, I absolutely think that if you can make this work, I don't care what color your auras are, and I love purple, they will work. And it sounds like both of you have really tried very hard to make this relationship and take it to the next level of being in love and being happy and having romance and really making it a couple relationship. And I want to thank you so much, because I so love the callers and all my questions. And thank you for sharing that with me. I love that you respect what I say. So thank you very much, and I really appreciate it.
Looking over here, and this is what makes the show. I love what you just said, Bonnie. We had an individual right here, and they're asking about their pictures. I don't mind doing the emails if you need to know those quick five questions. You can catch on psychicsgonewild.com. It is what I do. But I'm sure even Bonnie, we've got it down here. If somebody wants to email Bonnie, you go to yourcoachforlife@mail.com. That's just like it's spelled out, YourCoach, the number 4, LIFE, at mail.com. Your life coach for mail at, wait a minute, your coach for life at mail.com. And so what you do is if you go in the website there, you'll see it there, or always go on psychicsgonewild.com. I have a lot of individuals who will ask these little questions. Bonnie, what we both do is we're here to help. I had an individual ask me yesterday, why are you still doing this, Jethro? It's 2 years. I love doing this. I've been doing this for a living for almost 30 years, and what I really like doing and helping is helping individuals. Bonnie, you're one of those people. We have a person here from that's not asking for a reading, but letting you know from Albuquerque, Texas. They have listened to the show for quite often, and Bonnie, you're not only a refreshing, loving person, but they had called into another show. The other person was very snappy and worried and let them know that their love was not true. They had called in the show 3 weeks ago, talked to you and Gary. Gary did a great drop reading that was very accurate, but he seemed to be just too much into things that I was nervous of him and not ready for all the psychic. But I know he's a good reader and I love him. I'm looking at you, Bonnie, because you helped me with my relationship. We're still together, happy, and still believing what you said. I am took your advice and it's helped my love life. So
I love that.
We're getting a lot of emails today. Thank you guys for all the positive. Kathy Bray, you started out with the compliment to me, and Jill, you kept it going, and now we're going. You make us feel love. 786, yeah. I've got to ask you, would you like to go ahead and have your chance to talk?
Yes, hi, it's Marie. How are you?
We're happy, Marie, and I love you for calling in. It's been a while. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Bonnie Albers? Do you have her a question?
Yes, I have a love question.
Oh, I love that. Please go.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
I'd like to know if you see what will prompt the conversation between me and the gentleman that I'm interested in.
Will
we bump into each other, or?
If you're going to prompt a conversation, that means that you both don't talk, because, you know, I love conversation. So you can you walk up to him, or is it that you haven't really told him, or he knows how you might feel about wanting to get to know him?
Well, I'm not sure if he knows now how I feel, and I don't know how he feels. So that's why we need to speak with each other. We haven't spoken in a long time.
I get the impression that both of you are a little bit, you both are coy, meaning that you didn't tell him, he didn't tell you, but you might have felt something and you don't know if he felt something. Is that correct?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, he used to know how I felt, but now I don't know, because time has passed, I don't know what's going on, and he doesn't know what's going on with me.
Was there a breakup, or you just didn't see each other for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I say. I believe that if you've got any inclination that you might still like him, or is to see if he still might be interested in you, I think you need to go for it, girlfriend, because I don't believe in being unhappy or worried or what if I or should I have ever. I don't think that those questions are good to move forward in life, but I will tell you that if you do it, whatever answer you get, you're going to feel better. You never can go back. I always tell people, even when you get back together, it's a whole new relationship, and it absolutely can work. So what I mean is, if you're thinking of long ago and you think that your feelings might be for him or his for you, what I suggest is when you do make that contact, act like it's a new relationship, because I always tell people it's a tough thing to go back to, because you broke up or left for a reason. So So take this this man or relationship that you want, and you absolutely need to find out if it'll work. And if it does and he's interested and you're interested, make it a new one. Make it a new relationship with two old friends or two old people. And I don't mean chronologically. I mean that you saw each other before. And it can work. So I say, girlfriend, go for it.
Okay.
You don't have anything to lose.
I'll do the best I can. I just don't know whether it's going to be like... Last time it was, we bumped into each other on the road, and he was beeping at me, and it was nighttime. I got scared. I didn't know it was him until he was pulling away after the last time he was beeping, and it was too late by then. I couldn't turn around and go back and talk to him, and I didn't hear from him.
Do you have his email?
Yeah, and I did. He doesn't reply. I have emailed him in the past, and he doesn't reply.
Okay. Do you know if did you know? To me, if they don't reply to emails, some people don't look at emails. I might say to myself, if he's not answering the email, you know, he might not. He's not trying to lead me on. So, again, I say find out how you can contact him. It doesn't matter if it works or it doesn't. It matters that you end a chapter or begin a new one. And I'm really for that because I hear a lot. I have a lot of clients. They come to me 10 and 20 years later and say, well, they're 20 years later and say, you know, there was a guy, if I just would have said yes to coffee, and I still think about him. And, you know, I just don't want that to happen to you. So like I said, if it's meant to be, it will be, but it will either end the chapter for you or it'll begin a new one.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria. Please follow along our show. Those of you on the right side, you can click and follow, and you'll get to know what the days we're on. We're getting bigger and better. We have to have you more,
great.
Bonnie. They want more time. They're pushing. They said we got to have another 30 minutes with you. Gary Wimmer's in the room. You guys say hi to our wonderful Lithmacy psychic reading. Great, phenomenal musician. He obviously has had his surgery and back. We're going to get him back soon. So wave to him in the room. We love you, Maria. Thank you. And we're going to give you, you, Maria, just won the present. We've come to a level now. We've known you for 2 years, and Psyche's Gone Wild is to the ring stage. So we're going to be giving out semi-precious rings to those of you who are listening in randomly, because you are our fans, and we want to give you a promise ring. Now, this promise ring is a real semi-precious stone. The promise is you can call into Psychics Gone Wild, and you'll find somebody wild here every day, because we do it 7 days a week. Maria, I have your phone number down at 786. May I call you later on and give you my phone number? Will come as a 928. It's an Arizona number, and you can give me your snail mail, and you'll get a free ring.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thank you for promising to listen in, and we promise to be good.
Thank you. You're great.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jethro.
Loving it. And we are going to now play at this point here. Yes, Bonnie?
Can we? I just want to take a minute, and I know you do too, to tell Gary that we are thinking about him. We love you. We miss you. And he is being taken care of by the most wonderful girlfriend in the whole world, and Brooke. And I just, both of you, please, I know it's rough because I am a nurse. It's not easy, but you are both in my heart, and I wish you, and I know that so does Jethro and the psychic community of Gone Wild. We wish you the best and most speediest recovery. We love you.
We love you. Can't wait when you're back. Those of you who know who Gary is, it's the Lithmacy. It's the reader. He's phenomenal. If you don't, get a hold of me on Psyche's Gone Wild. We will get with that with you. And thank you, Bonnie, very definitely. We're going to take a minute now and just play a little music. I want you guys to wet your whistle, get relaxed. We've got quite a few of you still on the phone. We've got still a good half an hour to go. We will get to as many of you, 18 people waiting, as we can. We love you. That's what we're here for. And we're going to take just a second to play one of those phenomenal songs by you. Start out today with our Yuka Rose. I know you guys love her. I do too, from Bali. Here we go. Loving it. Yuka Rose, you always are the best. Sentimental mood. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're all having fun. We are. This is Psychics Gone Wild Monday. We have so many callers, so much going. We're just having a little bit of a phone. So I just umped the ante. We just put in the juice. We need our Gary Wimmer back. He will be soon. He is our professional man. But today we also have, phenomenally, the other professional and wild one for Monday, Bonnie Albers, here helping us. We are running a little bit on it. We want to thank all of you guys. I apologize about the sound effects. It's just cutting in and out the phones. Sometimes sometimes I have to do that. We have a lot of individuals, so we're going to go really quick to the phones and handle our listeners, give you a little bit of a taste. I do apologize. We know that you want the piece. The best part, and I love what Gary always says, to get that full-time reading and go on psycheskonwald.com and give some of these people a chance. We're going to be giving away a book today, and it is the book Lithmacy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones by Gary Wimmer. The reason is Gary's going to be doing classes, and all of you have been writing and talking to me, looking at next month. We get Gary back up there, and him's going wild. I have quite a few of you want to do this. Get with me, and we'll do a little cast where you can call in a phone number, listen to the man, watch him on your computer, and all of it done at the easy of your home. So those of you get ready. I just turned around and grabbed. I have 2735. You're the one. Dennis, you are the one. You won, and you got the book sent to you in L.A. You'll need to contact me with a snail mail because I am psychic, but I don't know. I'd have your phone number, and I have your name down as Dennis because you emailed me that. You are the winner out of all of the 18 people that are putting in. Keep putting in. Put in Psychic's Gone Wild. Put in the things. We're also giving away a shirt today of our cutie, Bonnie Albert. Those of you who've seen that shirt, we've got one right here, and it's ready to go out. It'll all come to your house. And it is Danielle in Colorado. Danielle, our tarot reader, you know who you are. You put in a, I want the shirts. Well, you know what, Danielle? It's your lucky day because you didn't only win a Bonnie shirt, you just won a Gary Wimmer shirt. It keep putting in. We're wild here. We're not mild here. Get in here and grab us. You want to talk to us? We do it quick. We do it fast. What I only ever heard Tina Teener, we do it good. We do it mass, but we do it hard. So you guys grab on. You're going to be able to have two of those shirts, one with Gary. Gary's on the front of the shirt and the Gone Wild on the back, and then you also won the Bonnie Albers. You hit the Monday jackpot. I know of people right now that are collecting these shirts. Bonnie's taken us by storm. She's beaten me and Gary. It's only fair because she's cuter, but we still love her anyway. She's just come. We got people going wild for these shirts. Now, what do we get out of these shirts? We get you to wear them and advertise for us. So, yes, it is a beautiful white shirt we have. If someone write to me, Jethro, your face looks so funny on the shirt. What is wrong with you? What's wrong is what's cooking. I stuck on a chef's hat. This little kid started it with me in Epcot Center. They wanted my hat. It was the last one. I thought I could keep him back, and Kay snapped a shot, and then little kid got my hat. You know, they didn't tell me that he had a grandma with a fast arm on her, so I didn't get that hat. But I will get a hat of that, and I will wear it someday because I love the chef's hat. And those of you who know me, I am very good in the kitchen. Long story short, what's cooking is a picture, and they did that. Yes, I do have a funny look on my face. You try to get a French woman that's grabbing your head and see what you feel like when she's fast. I didn't know what was happening to me there. That woman had arms on her like an octopus. But that's another story. That's gone wild in another area. Let's grab a hold of somebody else. 609. That's a good, lovely number. How about you, 609? Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Bonnie Albers?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
I have a question about my marriage.
Well, I love those questions, so fire away.
We will be married 20 years this year. I feel like we're actually on very different pages. We're very far apart.
Okay. I think the last caller, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, but I think I told the last caller, usually 7, 14, and 20, 24 years is starting to be. Some people start thinking they feel like more friends than they actually feel like lovers or like a romantic partners, and that is not unusual. And it's just, you have to start jump-starting some of your life in certain areas if you want it to work and continue and not be friends or not drift away. And that's why I love romance and relationships. Let me ask a question. Do you two work together, or you do different work, or what kind of work do you
do? We do different work. He does heating and air conditioning, and I'm doing real estate title work right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when you come home, why do you feel like you're on very different pages? Is there something that happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want to go into anything specific, but I just
Okay, let me talk about it, and I won't bring it up. I understand what you're saying. So,
okay.
You know, if you have any type of issues that are going to be trust issues,
yes.
If it's a tough thing at 20, 24 years, and I use four because it's...
Hello?
I think we've lost her. Okay.
Hello? I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
We have certain soul windows that open up, and it tells us, it tells us, like, that we need to change in certain areas of our life. And trust is a very tough issue to get over. I can tell
mm-hmm.
you that right now. But,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I always say to people, and I know some of my clients, they work through it. And it's something that you have to work through. There's no non-communicating when a trust is broken. Okay, but if you're going to make this marriage work, and what I tell my clients is, if you have to start to first decide, can you put, because you can't live in the past, you have to live in the present and the future.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take an incident that possibly happened and say to yourself, okay, we're going to talk about this, we're going to get it out in the open, and then we're going to get rid of it. I'm going to trust each other again until I can't anymore. Because if you say no to me, that would mean that your trust issue would never be able to resolve. And you can't have a great relationship and a romantic and sexy and wonderful romantic type marriage, which is what you want, even through your 30th year and 40th year and 50th year. I have people 65 years and up that are married. You don't want, you will not be able to handle not in trust for that long. So my advice to you is this. You need to be able to take the incident or incidents that have happened, and you need to talk about them and say, can we move on from this, from here on? And if you are going to work in this relationship, you've got to put that away, girlfriend, or what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to move forward. So if you can't do it, then you're going to have to talk with him honestly about how you're going to continue this relationship. And, you know, you can visit my website, and I'd be more than happy to help you because it's going to take a little bit of time for that. But
mm-hmm.
I do believe a trust issue can be resolved if the two of you love each other. But if you don't and can't continue and you don't think that you'll ever forget a past incident, it's a very tough thing to move on. So I say to you, you look at him and you look at your heart and say, is this the man I want to move forward with? If this incident or incidences didn't happen. If it's a yes, then I say try it. Take it, discuss it, chew it up, cry, whatever you have to do, and then put it in a shelf and start fresh and start building up some romantic, really different type things at 20 years. It's a tough thing. And start
mm-hmm.
going to places you haven't gone. Start, you know, doing little things that maybe you think will enhance their romance or are just different than you've gotten in a rut. And anything can happen and anything can work. I've seen it. So that's just a big question you'll have to ask yourself.
I feel like, I mean, it's been more than one incident, and I feel like I mean, it definitely does all revolve around trust.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have put a lot of stuff on the, I mean, we've discussed, put a lot of stuff on the shelf.
But can I ask you a question? Can
sure.
I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you, I know it wasn't one incident because I said incidences also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how it's going to take you. Is this the straw that broke the camel's back? Or do you look at this man and say, I don't care. I'm going to forgive him. I have a client that does this. I can't live without him. I know these are going to come up, but I'm going to make my life work. If you're not at that point, is this the straw that broke the camel's back is what I want to ask you.
It hurt. I mean, it was something that I certainly didn't expect by any means. But I feel like we have not grown in our relationship. And that's because I feel like these things have continued to happen throughout the relationship. And I guess that's a question that I have is, do you see the dynamic of the relationship changing?
Well, I'll tell you this. if you don't change and he doesn't change, the dynamic of your relationship doesn't change.
Right.
So the two of you need to sit down, communicate, get a counselor, come see me, get my website. But you cannot move forward from this, either of you, if you stay at the same place.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to tell you. No, I don't see it changing unless the two of you change.
Okay. Because, I mean, I feel like we haven't. I feel like we haven't grown. I mean, we've been in the same. Like for me, we still don't even own a home. That's been something that's been very important to me. And for whatever reason, it's just something we've never accomplished. You know, and here we are, 20 years, over 20 years together, two children. And it's like I feel like I'm where I was when I started. I'm just 20 years older.
I know. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. In another 10, you won't want to own a home. But I just want to let you know. I won't. No, because there's not too many bills to go with it. But let me tell you something. I really believe a home is where the heart is. So I know plenty of people that don't own their own home, and they are just as happy. I don't feel you're happy, and that's why this matters. And you're not happy because you're not discussing it. You're not moving forward, and neither is he. So you're stuck at the same exact place that you were when the first incident happened. Or I don't think it's been 20 years, but I think that you've been unhappy for a while. And you haven't really, you know, when you go outside of marriage, you or him, because I'm not going to say who, it's because there's something in the relationship that you're not, or he's not, or both of you are not dealing with. And that's what you need to deal with in order to move forward. And if it's not with him, then you're going to need counseling about that. If it is with him, the two of you need to know how to move forward, because you're not.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry, and I hope everything, you know, I can help you. You can go to my website. You can write in. I always tell my listeners that if I haven't answered as much as you want me to the day that you call in, I'd be more than happy to answer it, you know, on my email.
Okay, great. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks.
We are working here. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of a difference today. We will be giving more and more, and now we're down to the last that we've got a little to do. We're going to grab another one of you phenomenal people that have been listening and patient, and do know that as psychesgonewild.com is where you can get all of those energies. We do take turns. I had a friend tease me, the writer said, Jethro, you're not doing much today. I get to have those days. Leave me alone. Don't be starting on me. Okay, we love you. Everybody, 209, hello, you're on live, and how are you, 209?
I'm fabulous, Jethro. Tamara, how are you?
Really good. Hi. Lawyer, welcome you to call and talk to our phenomenal Bonnie. We have a lot of people teasing. Everybody's a teaser. I know there's brown energy on the aura. They said, what's brown energy? Brown energy is growing. 209, would you like to have Bonnie a question? Everybody's on me today, I'm telling.
Hi, Bonnie. Hey, my name's Pamela. And I'm going to just start in, I'm going to get my real estate license, and I just wonder if you're seeing that as a good deal.
You mean for you? Is it a good field for you?
Yeah, good career path.
Well, you know, I think you're going to hear me say this, and I know you're going to say, oh, that's so general, but I believe any education and every education leads to new things, and I love new things. So I absolutely think that if you can get another license under your belt, if you can do something else, you never know what this is going to lead to. I have a friend that does real estate, and she's been doing it, and now she's going to law school to do real estate law. So, see, I believe that no education is bad. All education is good. So I say go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. Let's go. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, I love these callers, Jethro. I'm in love with our callers. Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
We welcome you, and we're looking like we're having here a little bit of time. Are you okay? You can hear us, Pamela?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Well,
is there anything? Do you have any other questions, Pamela?
No,
Sorry, Pamela. The phone's held up. And I apologize. We're having technical difficulties. And so if you guys hear this, this is Jethro. We took a little bit of energy. Sometimes this does this on the phone. That did cut out. I'm having very, very intense storms here in Tampa, Florida. And we've got Bonnie in Orlando. We've got our friend there, Pamela, in California. We're going to grab 203. 203, we love you. Thank you for calling in. Would you like to speak with us real quickly before they throw us out the door?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Great.
I have a question. I recently got into a relationship. I wasn't looking for one, but, you know, that's when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And something I couldn't ignore, and it's great, except I wasn't looking because I have no income and I wanted to get myself straightened out first. And this person is completely understanding and helpful and willing to get me some training. And I have a couple issues with that. And one of them is,
okay,
you know, being tied in that way.
I understand.
As well as I, before this, was trying to get on disability, kind of being forced to. And I'm young, I'm 31, so even though I have some problems, it's hard for me to admit that I might need to be on disability because I still want to work.
Can I ask a question? So I hate to interrupt you. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I get the sense that you're trepidatious because I'm sure it's because you feel like you'd be obligated if you take any money or training from this gentleman, that you would feel that if the relationship didn't work out or you didn't like him so much or the person is going to pay for you to get training, that you might owe them something. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's part of it. I'm not quite as worried about that. It definitely ties from past bad relationships. That part of it. It's more about disappointing them, maybe them not realizing how severe some of my physical and medical stuff is. And
okay.
I love that. I feel like I want to try.
Absolutely.
Because in my past relationship, you know, I was made to feel like I couldn't do anything and that me wanting to try was a bad thing. And now I'm living back with my parents, which I was not planning on doing, and they're emulating basically the past relationship with, like, you shouldn't try, you should just get on disability, and I'm kind of stuck in the middle, not knowing.
Well, I would like to answer a little bit about that. I am so positive energy, and I feel, again, that if you don't try, you'll never know. And disability is always there. It's always on the table because I'm a nurse and I know about disability. And also I'm a legal nurse consultant and I know about disability. So it's always on the table. But your trying isn't, because if you get in the negative energy flow that you can't do it or that people don't think you can do it, then you tend not to want to do it, because what you're saying is you don't want to disappoint them if you can't. If somebody thinks you can and you can't, then you'll be disappointing them. But you know what? I don't believe that. Absolutely not. I believe that you will step up to whatever you can do. And if it isn't enough, then everybody's going to say, oh, my goodness, I am so proud of her for trying. Most people wouldn't have. And so to me, I say stay in your positive energy. Absolutely try. And don't let anybody take your positive energy away, because trying means that you have enough thoughts of yourself that no matter what happens, you're going to love yourself whether you do or you don't make it. But if you don't try, you'll never know.
That's true. I even partially bringing this up with, say, my family, they say, well, even if you want to try, you should do the disability first. And you know, I've already done it, got denied, blah, blah, blah. No big surprise there. But part of my problem is I can't really, if I'm going to try to do this, I need to focus on one thing, and I can't, or I need to just focus on doing the disability. I kind of can't put my energy in more than a couple places and get stuff done, so it's...
Well, can I ask you a question? If you fail, which isn't failing, it's learning lessons, but if you try and you give it your best, what would be the worst thing that could happen, that everybody thinks you tried and then you're back to the disability, trying to get disability? Would that be the worst that could possibly happen for you?
I think it's, you know, disappointment or...
But if you disappoint...
Annoyance.
Right, because, you know, you should never be disappointed in yourself. In fact, I always say the more you try, and believe me, I'll give you an example, and I know this doesn't, it's a trite example. I so badly want to hang on the big monkey bars at my gym, like all the boys and all the men, and I just want to do it, and I don't know why, but I keep trying, and I keep falling off that bar. But you know what? Every day I go in there and try, and every day I see people laughing at me. But it is me who wants to do it. And even though I don't make it, I am proud of myself for trying. And that's what I'd like you to feel about yourself.
I do. I do feel like that inside me. I guess because of a bad past relationship, I still have that voice in my head from that person.
Get it out.
One of my parents, you know, reinforcing that voice in my head. And this person that I'm with now, it's just, I look in awe when he speaks to me this way, because I don't bring this stuff up, and he just offers it. And, you know, it's not something, I don't want to ever seem like I'm taking advantage, but I don't know if it's an opportunity as well. I don't want to miss.
If you're asking, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jethro.
You're fine, and we thank you. We got only like 4 minutes. We've got one more person. We want you to get with us. Take that time and get with Bonnie. That's what we're here for. You guys get a taste. You get to go with us. See what a reader does. Talk with Bonnie. And Bonnie obviously is resonating with you. 571, you're on for a few minutes. You have been patient. We've got you. Would you like to ask Bonnie a quick question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you. My question is regarding to work. I've been looking for work, and I'm just calling in to see if you see an offer coming soon.
Okay, give us your first name so we may have permission to read you.
D, sorry.
No, you're fine, Dee, and their energy there. I am glad you called in. We've got a lot of people here, and you're one of the lucky ones that got left. Dee, I am seeing that. And Bonnie, would you like me to take this, or would you like to, the last 3 minutes, take this call for Dee?
Please, Jethro, take Dee. I'd love to talk to her, but you're doing a great job, so please talk to her.
We share and love. You know, we're both fine. And Dee, we're just glad to help you. I do see this coming in, and what I'm seeing is when I see a job in energy, I see it like in numbers or in energy, and they're showing me the green. They are telling me that it is coming in. They're showing me that you have put in for jobs, and you're banging on the doors, and I'm not seeing an opening. I'm sorry I don't see it until later of September. This is where psychics, this is what we're known for, is that it's timing and dates makes us the top. What I am getting with them, they're showing me, is that you're putting in, and I feel that this is going to be like a walking back through some other jobs. This looks like this is something you put in for, and then I see you reapplying. They're showing me you getting to on front of your computer, and you're putting in some other work. Talk to me a little bit, Dee, about what you're putting in for.
Oh, my gosh. I am putting in for everything. I'm at the point now. I work in finance, so I am submitting my resume all over the country. So...
Okay, I get a bank of red.
That's my location. I'm looking all over.
Excellent. And that's what, and this is that type of economy. Get me on Psychic Jethro. Write to me and say, this is Dee, and I'll send you this free abundance prayer. It works real well. If you guys go on our chat site, it's a prayer I do, and it brings it in, is why I do it. I have physical proof of my own manifesting that it does work. You just say the prayer, do the energy. They're showing me we want you to do, and I am saying in Christian, but light a red candle. It brings in energy. They're telling me in faith we need to bring this abundance to you, and I am seeing it is a bank. I am seeing with numbers. Quickly, just to read you just a few minutes over the radio. I apologize, those of you, I'm muting you because I'm getting a real hard headache. Sometimes people send energy in that. For a psychic, it hurts my pineal gland. Dee, what I'm trying to feel here is that I'm feeling with you getting this job. They keep showing me, I get it being like it's red, which narrows it down. And banks, my good Lord, help me, angels. They're showing me with the red. And in a quick note, they're saying that it is in September. I do see you working with this. Check back over some of this other work. It isn't you, Dee. It's the guides and the working energies that they are there, and it's going to be a good job. I see you, like, working in back in banking, and it keeps showing me a red with it, and it keeps saying a 10. 90 seconds, Dee. Thank you. We got you in for a little bit. Definitely get a hold of some of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And can you just give me your email?
Yes,
thank
it's Psychic Jethro. It's PSYCHICJETHRO at AOL.com.
Great. Thank you. I will send you an email so you can send me the prayer. Thank you so much.
You rock. And that's what we're here for. And we're going to the last. Tell everybody, Bonnie, where they can catch you, because there's a lot of them waiting that didn't get to and still want to talk to you next Monday.
You can go to BonnieAlbers.com. You can go to Your Coach for Life at mail.com. You can check my website out. It's BonnieAlbers, all lowercase letters, .com. So you can check me out any of those areas, and you can just drop me a line. And today, whoever I talk to, I will be more than happy to continue to email you.
Those of you who didn't get in, same thing. Get a hold of us. Type in Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, and look up a phenomenal psychic named Gary, our other part of our show. And if you get a chance, get a hold of me on there, and you can buy a book of Gary's. I'm serious. Well, I've got two of them, of his books sitting here that are phenomenal. More books on the way. Get a hold of us. We can get them to you. I will send them to you, and I will pay the shipping if you do it this week. It's my mother's birthday tomorrow, so we're celebrating. I'm giving specials out. Those of you who get a hold of me will get a 50% discount if you call my number, 928-284-0437. Say Mama's birthday. Say something about the birthday. I'll give you the discount.